Matthew chapter 16, Jesus said, "But what about you? Who do you say I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." I just love that. Matthew chapter 16, verses 15 and 16. Well, happy Sunday and welcome to Sunday worship right here on Great News Radio. I am your host, Joey Kroll. So good to fellowship with you. So good to spend some time with you today on this Sunday, the final day of July 2016. I know, so hard to believe that August begins tomorrow, Monday. How about that? It won't be just another day tomorrow. It won't be just a new week. It's going to be also a brand new month. How about that? Hey, welcome to Sunday Worship. It's a program that prepares our hearts and minds on Jesus. We focus on Jesus, scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And today I think you'll be blessed by some of the God-honoring programming coming up, including this song from the Women of Faith Singers, "And I Can Sing of Your Love Forever," on today's edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Oh, that's right. I can sing of your love forever. Boy, ain't that the truth. Singing of God's love forever. It's a song that will never end, really. It really won't. Fred, I hope you're having yourself a great weekend. Here we are. It is Sunday. It's Joey Kroll fellowshipping with you today. Got my cup of coffee here. So good to spend some time with you. Thanks so much for listening to Sunday Worship. Walking through campus one day, a seminary professor came upon a custodian reading the Bible during his lunch hour, and the professor asked what he was reading. He said, "The book of Revelation," the custodian said, and the professor, in his snooty way, "I'm sure you don't understand what it all means," said the professor. "Actually, I do," he replied. "It means Jesus wins." Friend, in the face of life challenges, I want you to get this today. It's important to remember that ultimately, Jesus wins. Billy Graham said it best. He said, "I've read the last page of the Bible. It's all going to turn out all right."
Yeah.
Tell you what, we have a God who pursues us 24/7 when God ran. That's Phillips, Craig, and Dean for today's edition of Sunday Worship. Friend, maybe you're listening today and that song really touched a chord for you. Maybe you're listening today and you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and as your Savior, never asked Him to forgive you of your sins. I want you to know today that God loves you and He has a marvelous plan for you. The Bible says that God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that's Jesus Christ, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life. Jesus said, I've came so that they may have life and have it abundant. Friend, the Bible says that we've all done, thought, or said bad things, which the Bible calls sin. Romans 3:23, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. The result of that sin is death, spiritual separation from God forever and ever and ever. But there's some good news in that message. Jesus Christ died in our place so that we can live with Him for eternity. Romans chapter 5 verse 8 says, God demonstrated His own love for us in this, that while we were still sinners, all of us, Christ died for us. But friend, it didn't end with His death on the cross. He rose again 3 days later and He still lives today. Friend, there's nothing you can do to earn salvation. Nothing. There's nothing in your own strength. We are saved by God's grace and only His grace when we have faith in His Son, Jesus Christ. All you have to do is believe today that you are a sinner, that Christ died for your sins, and ask Him for His forgiveness. Then turn from your sin. Turn from your sins, friends. That's called repentance. Jesus Christ knows you. He loves you. And what matters to Him is the attitude of your heart and your honesty. And I encourage you today, if you feel that tug, there is no coincidence that you caught today's program by chance at this exact moment. If you're ready to let go of the reins of your life and hand it over to Jesus, I encourage you to pray something like this. You can repeat after me or you can pray it in your heart. Dear Lord Jesus, I know I am a sinner and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe that you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I trust and follow you as my Lord and my Savior. Guide my life and help me to do your will. In Jesus' name, amen. Friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord, as your Savior, and asked Him to forgive you of your sins, I encourage you today on this Sunday, get connected with the local church and start growing in Christ.
Savior, I come, quiet my soul. Remember, redemption's here, where your blood was spilled for my ransom. Everything I want held dear, I count it all as lost. Lead me to the cross where your love poured out. Bring me to as I tempted and tried. Human, the Word became flesh, bore my sin and death. Now you're risen, and everything I once held dear, I count it all as lost. Lead me to the cross where your love poured out. Bring me to my knees, Lord, I lay me down. Rid me of myself, I belong to you. Only
listening to Sunday Worship.
Every thought he sees. each tear that falls and hears me when I call. And he knows my name, and he knows my every song.
We are lifting up and celebrating the name of Jesus. Thanks so much for listening to Sunday Worship. I'm your host, Joey Kroll. Good to see you. Good to fellowship with you today. And tomorrow, by the way, we are doing a drawing for our devotional book that we've been talking about for quite some time from Dr. Charles Stanley, Every Day in His Presence. And all you have to do is connect with us on Facebook, like us on Facebook, Sunday Worship Radio. There you'll see a banner there, how to sign up and get involved in that drawing tomorrow. I'll be doing that tomorrow. So final opportunity, connect with us on Facebook, Sunday Worship Radio. Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Isn't that true? Oh, wow. You know, friend, nothing can quench the fires of hatred like the healing waters of love.
My Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none like you. All of my days, I want to pray. Tower of prayer.
That's music from Darlene Check. I remember when I first got saved many moons ago, that was one of the songs that I listened to. Yeah, it's Shout to the Lord right here on today's edition of Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. It is Joey Kroll fellowshipping with you today. Hey, I love to hear from you. Joey@greatnewsradio.org is my email address. If you have a prayer request, a comment, question, song request, or you just want to say hey, I'd love to hear from you. Again, it's Joey@greatnewsradio.org. Love to hear from you today on this final day of July. Tomorrow is August, and I don't think we're ready for August. I just going to seem a little odd. It's just we're just flying by. In fact, our son Timothy is going to be turning 14 in August, so we're really not ready for August at all. Hey, Fred, I do appreciate just your time and your attention today. Don't forget Mark Burns in the studio tomorrow to help you get through your Monday, first day of a brand new month. So be sure to tune in to Mark and Friends tomorrow morning at 7:32 a.m. Central Time. Until next time, friend, just remember as you go out and about, just remember that you are salt and you are light. And you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your July.